Hey everyone, it's the Loving Oral. I just found out I have an audition this Saturday for a comedy. So I'm gonna be posting just audition monologue ideas just to practice and maybe get some feedback. So if you like what you hear, let me know. This first one is one I've done a lot. Actually, the past two shows I've landed, Peter and the Starcatcher and a world premiere show I did, is I think because of this monologue. It's from McSweeney's, which is nice because I think a lot of people don't tend to look for McSweeney's for audition pieces because they are trying to do, put their spin on something classic and whatever. But I think that this really works for my style of humor, and my sensibility. So, please enjoy. I'm not going to stop being a birthday clown just because my name also happens to be John Wayne Gacy by Keaton Patty. I get it. I share a name with an infamous serial killer who also happened to be a children's birthday clown like me. But that's where our similarities end. So please stop boycotting my services and give me one chance to entertain your children. I say one chance because that's all I need to show them what a great clown I am, not because I need only one chance to kill them. I don't kill people. I'm just like any non-murderous birthday clown. I juggle, I blow balloon animals, I make sure the boys enjoy the party. Yes, I only do boys' birthday parties, and yes, John Wayne Gacy only killed boys and young men, but that's not why I do them. Being a male, I only know what other males find funny. I wouldn't know how to clown for a girl or a woman. Sure, I could probably learn if I spent more sleepless nights studying in my dark, dank basement clown training area, but I'm a little scared to go down there anymore. It's filled with too many memories that I prefer to avoid. And by that, I don't mean it's haunted with the ghosts of kids I've killed in there. It's just I've filled with my old bowling trophies. I could have gone pro if I hadn't screwed up my hand learning how to properly pie someone in the face. That was fate telling me I should be a clown, or that fate hated bowling. Regardless, everyone that hears my name says I should have gone into any other profession than clowning. But that injury proved that I was destined to don the colorful wig, face makeup, and sign around my neck that says I'm starting where the other Gacy left off. Regarding clowning, that is, not killing. Everyone that sees that sign says I should have made any other sign than that one, but until I get more gigs, I don't have that kind of money to throw around making other signs. Honestly, none of this should even be a big deal. When the Killer Gacy was a clown, he went by Pogo the Clown, okay? Which is totally different from my clowning name, John Wayne Gacy the Clown. Plus, his full name was John Wayne Gacy Jr., okay? So if we're getting technical, I have the same name as a serial murdering clown's father. So what's the trouble with that? And yes, I do plan on naming my son John Wayne Gacy Jr., and I do plan on forcing him into clowning, but what I do with children is my business. I mean, what I do with my children, not all children. Your kids are completely safe with me, especially if they're boys. Look, if any prospective customers still have any worries about hiring me, I'm happy to provide the contact information of my friend and ex-employer who will gladly endorse my upstanding character. And yes, his name is O.J. Simpson, but he's not that O.J. Simpson. Unless you're talking about the ex-NFL player who was accused of murdering his wife, then yeah, he's that guy.